Okay, so at the end of the fifth Aliyah, Rashi comments on the phrase "Vayivye Yitzchak Ha'ela Sarah Imo." The first few words, "Vayivye Yitzchak Ha'ela Sarah Imo," that Yitzchak took Rivka into the tent of his mother, Sarah. So Rashi comments, "Vayivye Ha'ela." Darehi Sarah Imo. Rashi notes that the phrase "Ha'ohela" is already an independent phrase; is already enough. We know that it means into the tent of his mother. So why does it add the phrase Sarah Imo? So it's to tell you that she was Sarah Imo, that she replaced his mother. Klomar, v'nasit dugmat Sarah Imo. She became, Rivka became just like his mother Sarah. So in what way? So Rashi comments, quoting the Midrash, shekolzman shesara kayemet, haya ner daluk me'erev Shabbat la'erev Shabbat, ubracha mitzuya b'isa, banan kashura la'hoel, umishemeta pasku, ukshabat Rivka, Chazru. Says during the time of Sarah Imenu, as long as she was alive, so there were three miracles that happened in her ohel. Number one, that the candle in her house was lit from Erev Shabbat until the next Erev Shabbat for an entire week. Number two, that there was a bracha in her dough, which is typically understood to mean that somehow something miraculous occurred with the dough that she would use to bake, and it would make more bread than what she actually set out to make. And number three, Anan Kashra'ol, there was always a special cloud, reminiscent of the Anan Yaakovit, of course, that was on top of her ohel, providing shade and providing everything that they needed. Now, what's the significance of these three miracles? So the Maharal comments and says, why these three? So he says it's based on the Mishnah in Shabbat that we read, or at least the Ashkenazim read on Erev Shabbat, right before Kabbalah Shabbat, from Rabbi Medlikin, that there are three things that protect a woman from puranut, from bad things happening when she's in danger, specifically from childbirth. The three mitzvot that are really specific to women that they take responsibility over them, and they are nida, chala, and hadlakat haner. The mitzvah of nida, of course, that applies only to women. Chala is a mitzvah that applies to everybody, but women typically take charge. And hadlakat haner, which is nerot Shabbat. And each one of these three corresponds to the miracles. Of course, ner daluk me'erev Shabbat, erev Shabbat, clearly refers to Hadakat Ner Shabbat. The bracha and the Isa, the miracle that happened with the bread, that refers to the mitzvah of Afrashat Chala. And of course, that leaves over the Anan Kashura Lahar, which the Maharal explains is a reference to the Kedusha that a woman achieves when she properly observes the laws of Nida. Shabbat Shalom. Oh.